AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Months after a man's body turned up in a swamp, police have arrested his wife. 25-year-old Shari Smith of Jacksonville allegedly killed her husband, David Hunt, whose remains were found back in June in Baker County. At last word, Smith was still in custody in Gadsden County. Hunt was 35. She escaped from Duval County Jail by impersonating her own cellmate. Now Jessica Hansen's back in custody and facing another charge. She got out on Sunday night but was recaptured within the same hour. Coastal areas of both Duval and Nassau counties are on alert. Flooding and high surf could be a problem through tonight, and rip currents could be trouble through tomorrow night. A lieutenant with Jacksonville Fire and Rescue won't be fighting any fires in the near future. That's because of posts Anthony Treadwell made on social media recently. After Treadwell was reassigned, a city official wouldn't say what specifically Treadwell wrote that prompted this. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. Jacksonville's only morning local political talk show, the Ed Dean Radio Show. News, opinion, and your chance to call in with your opinion. Weekdays 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 600, WBOB, and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's some stop-and-go traffic on 95 headed north, getting off right at 8th Street. It's from a previous accident, so be aware and add an extra 3 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today with a high of 82, partly cloudy this evening with a low of 68. Right now it's 61 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Liberal organizations opposing protest legislation claim the laws threaten to criminalize peaceful protesters. Senate Republicans say they have the votes to move forward a Supreme Court nomination. And President Trump says he will name his Supreme Court nominee by this weekend.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, good Wednesday morning. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 7:04, all the way with you to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio, WBOB. President Trump says he's got a pick. Who is it? Who's it going to be? The question is, do they have the votes to move a nomination forward? According to Fox News' John Roberts, yes, they do.
It was a relief for President Trump today to find out that he at least has the votes to bring a nominee forward. And while it is still unclear at this point whether a final vote in the full Senate will take place before Election Day, Republicans will move as quickly as they can to get that done. The timing for the announcement of President Trump's nominee is likely Saturday afternoon. President Trump today indicating he has all but made up his mind on who it will be. President Trump got good news today when Utah Senator Mitt Romney said he is on board for a vote before the election. President Trump has 51 Republicans ready to go forward. The president believes he has the time before Election Day to get it done.
And Mitt Romney is, like the article said in the news piece right there, Mitt Romney is on board as well. But the Democrats say, well, if this goes forward, if Biden gets elected and the Senate is overtaken by the Democrats, expect a lot to change and we will pack the courts.
The Democrats are saying, well, we'll just pack the court. What would the impact
exactly
be?
Look, you've essentially cheated and stolen over two seats, the Scalia seat and now this one. And I think they'd be well within their rights to do so.
I think additional justices need to be placed on the Supreme Court.
This is long overdue court reform as far as I'm concerned, and I've been thinking about court reform and what we can do regarding the Supreme Court to make it so much more objective. And so this is not something that a lot of us have not thought about.
There you go. That was some of the Democrats like Eric Holder, and a Democrat from Hawaii, Senator Mazie Hirono, says that the Supreme Court not be impacted, but needs to be packed, is long overdue. What did Ruth Bader Ginsburg think about expanding the court? She was asked about this by NPR in June of 2019.
There is no fixed number in the Constitution, so this court has had as few as 5, as many as 10. 9 seems to be a good number, and it's been that way for for a long time. There are some people on the Democratic side who would like to increase the number of judges. I think that was a bad idea when President Franklin Delano Roosevelt tried to pack the court. So I am not at all in favor of that solution.
RBG was not in favor of packing the courts. Fox News' Jesse Waters, host of Waters World, says, have you noticed that the Democrats, if they're not winning, for example, in the Senate, instead of blaming the people that lost, maybe they should have found better people. Instead, what the Democrats are trying to do is just, again, change the rules.
10 years ago, Barack Obama, he had the White House. The Democrats had the Senate. They had the House. He's won the Electoral College twice.
Yeah.
He's put two people on the Supreme Court justices. The Supreme Court ruled for gay marriage. Like, everything was good, right?
The system was great.
The system worked fine. Then the Republicans, they said, you know what? Let's get the people to help us get our power back. And they did that within the system. What we have now is this. The Democrats are like a football team that keeps losing, and they want to blame the rules. And they ask their fans to say, hey, we're playing fine. The coaches are doing great. It's the rules that are causing us to lose. And the stupid fans, AKA Democratic voters, they're going along with it. They're saying, yeah, it's the rules. It's not the terrible players and the coaches.
The Federal Reserve, which said the economy probably by the end of the year was have around, I don't know, maybe a 10, maybe a 9% unemployment rate, has revised, which we talked about this yesterday, revised their readings on the economy. They say that the unemployment should be around 7.5% by the end of 2020. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says that the economic recovery is the fastest right now on record.
America is in the midst of the fastest economic recovery from any crisis in the U.S. The August jobs report showed the economy has gained back 10.6 million jobs since April, nearly 50% of all jobs lost due to the pandemic.
We're still the best place to go. I mean, market's taken a dive. In some cases, it's come back. How about the stock market? Is that still the best place to invest? Yes, as economist Peter Morici.
Well, if you're investing for the long term, if you're investing for retirement, or you have children that are under the age of 10, the best place for your money is the stock market. And I don't mean, you know, going to one of those markets where you do penny trades, but investing in a solid index like the S&P 500 index, which covers 88% of the U.S. economy. My feeling is that the prospects for stocks are going to be very strong as soon as a vaccine is firmly in focus. But the reality is the prospects for American companies, the American corporate world, are very, very positive, and most of them will be making a lot more money 6 months from now than they are now.
Joe Biden was campaigning in some of the swing states this past week. He says, hey, stop it with this nonsense. I am not a socialist. I beat that guy.
I beat the socialist. That's how I got elected. That's how I got the nomination. Do I look like a socialist? Look at my career, my whole career. I am not a socialist.
I'm not a socialist either. Remember that.
If Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died probably by the time I finish this talk.
Do you think anybody at the next week's debate will ask him that question right there as well? A couple of emails. Here's one, Sherry. Hey, Ed. Please tell Roger I'm a strong black female.
Okay.
I'm a conservative. My kids go to public school. I didn't vote for DeSantis based on school choice. I'm actually not a fan of school choice. I based on it because as a business owner, I didn't want my taxes going up from Andrew Gillum.
I can get that, but there were exit polls that showed that there were around 100,000 black females who did vote for DeSantis because of exit polling.
Black females? Can you show me black females?
The poll did it. I can show you the poll.
Can you show me the exit? It was the black community.
Yeah. Well, you showed me the poll.
From CNN.
Yeah.
Here's one from Tyler. Hey, Ed, where does Roger get his numbers? Is he being stereotyped? Not all those in the black community, they voted because of school choice. A lot of them voted because of Andrew Gillum on the issue of crime. Hence, that's the reason why they won't support Lenny Curry next time around. Interesting on that one out there as well. Ed, I think conservatives have lost the idea of school choice. If they were so hip about it, how come the president doesn't campaign on it? How come Republicans don't campaign on it? I love the idea of school choice. I just don't know if conservatives are pushing it enough. Hey, Ed, here's one from Harold. If conservatives were so hip on school choice, how come some of the school board candidates don't even mention it? It's always charter schools because it's still a form of public school education. How about that? So the question is, have conservatives. I think they've dropped the ball. I like it. They push it
obviously,
only when it's in a primary.
Obviously, you know, the Democrats hold the power right now, but I don't believe the school choice advocates have given up.
Democrats hold the power where?
In when it comes to education in America.
Do
just,
they?
Just as Candace Owens. Whatever Candace Owens says, yes. We have...
The states, the majority of legislators are done by Republicans. How do they, Democrats, hold out the state legislators?
What did Candace Owens say? I just want to say I agree with her.
All right, hold on. Let me get to the clip here. Yeah, this is kind of an interesting take on Candace Owens. I think she's half right and half... I think she has a point.
Right.
I don't know if I would agree with her all the way.
That's all I'm saying.
Here's the clip.
I think she has a point. I don't agree with her all the way. I don't believe that school choice advocates have completely lost. The game is still being played.
Yeah, this is what she said about school choice.
Via the public school system and about education and how important it is that conservatives wake up to the fact that we've lost the education.
So wait, I'm agreeing with you then.
Education battle with the left and what that allows Democrats to do when they have a handle on the school system. If we continue to allow the Democrat Party to control education, we are guaranteeing them the future because the youth is the future.
I mean, the question is okay, over the last 30 years, have they lost it? Okay, possibly. Are they gaining it back? I probably could lean maybe 50-50 that way. I just don't think they're promoting it enough. That's my point.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yes, I agree with Roger, which is pretty much true. Would you not agree with that?
Yeah.
They're probably getting it back, Sam.
Yeah.
904-831-0600. Wait till you hear this clip. CNN's Don Lemon, because I have a great trivia question for you. Let me get to the clip here real quick. At 904-831-0600, Don Lemon says that what we need to, he's not being literal here, we need to blow up the system. We need to pack the courts, and we also need to eliminate the Electoral College.
Until you have a group of people that decide to consistently be better than what they reject, you're going to have people in the exact position they are right now, Don, which is no matter what happens, everybody sticks
with
the
team. We're going to have to blow up the entire system. And you know what we're going to have to do?
No, I don't know.
You know what we're going to... Yes, yeah. What you have to do?
You just got to...
Honestly, from what your closing argument is, you're going to have to get rid of the Electoral College. Because the people...
I don't see it.
Because the minority in this country decides who the judges are and they decide who the president is.
You need a constitutional amendment to do that.
And if Joe Biden wins, Democrats can stack the courts.
Yep.
And they can do that amendment and they can get it passed.
By the way, how many of y'all knew there isn't... 9 is just a number. They've had more than 9 in the past. You can jack up as much as you want.
Right.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg did not support it. Here's the question. He says we need to eliminate the Electoral College. Some of you think you have the answer. I'm saying this politely. You don't have the answer. Well, it's always been, well, it's because they'll campaign in a state. If we eliminate the Electoral College, the popular vote, they won't need to come to states like North Carolina. Or they still got to come to Florida because it's still a huge population. My question to you at 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Why is it that I believe states will never give up the Electoral College? There's a reason why. Can how many of you know what the ad answer is? And by the way, I'm just going to give you a huge hint. It has nothing to do with the election. Man, if I just give you the hint, many of you will guess it right away. Why is it that states will never give up the Electoral College? I'm going to give you a hint. How many Electoral College votes does Florida have? 29? How many does, Nevada have? Or is it New Mexico? Is it 5? Why would they give that up? Why would they like to see more in their state? Come on, folks. Some of you need to put on the thinking cap. Why is it that states will never give up the Electoral College? 904-831-0600. 714 Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic on Phillips Highway headed south just after 95. Add an extra 2 or 3 minutes, and there's no way we can see it all. So if there's anything that you see, just give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today with a high of 82, partly cloudy this evening with a low of 68. Right now it's 61 degrees.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news, so... here's some good news for a change.
Ralph is the cutest 4-year-old Great Dane, and now he's a hero after he saved his family's life. Around 2:30 in the morning, he started barking like crazy just to wake everybody up. The owner said Ralph's bark sounded super different, so they knew something was going on. When they finally woke up, they realized their home was on fire. They made it out just in time, all thanks to Ralph. Now that's good news.
These are unique times, and Jacksonville.radio is standing with you. We provide local, family-friendly radio across multiple formats and frequencies with a diverse and loyal audience. Let us help get your message and your marketing into our communities. Call Jax.radio today so we can discuss how we can help your business. Let us help you get the right message in front of the right audience at the right time. Call 904-74-RIGHT. That's 904-74-7448.
Welcome to the Bargain Barn.
Hi, can you tell me if this generator is enough to run the whole house? Okay, what about just a refrigerator and a freezer? Do you know how long it can run on a tank of gas?
I'm usually in pet food. I'm just covering for someone who's out because they stepped in an ant bed.
Ugh, I'm out of here.
Hi, welcome to Tools for a Time. What brings you in today?
I'm looking for a generator to run my refrigerator and freezer if I lose power, but it can't be too bulky.
Let me show you the Honda EU2200i. Refrigerators and freezers have high startup wattage, but really low running wattage, and this Honda will run for over 8 hours at a quarter load.
Nice.
It's very portable, and the Honda EU series generators are super quiet and come with a built-in inverter.
What's an inverter?
It means this Honda produces consistent, clean power without surges, so it's safe for even the most sensitive electronics.
Great, I'll take it. I'm so glad I came to Tools for a Time.
So are we, and you can always find us online at toolsforatime.com.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059. WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new study says coffee drinkers lose more weight than non-coffee drinkers. Former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg pours millions of dollars into Florida to help pay restitution for former felons so they'll be able to vote. And a new poll finds voters are split on abolishing the Electoral College.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Yeah, folks, remember this question and the answer has nothing to do with presidential power. It has to deal with there's a reason why the states will not give up the Electoral College. Here's your hint. Just look at how many delegates are in those states. And then some of you need to get the wheels turning. Why is it? 904-831-06. It has to deal with something that's going on right now. Let's just put it that way. 904-831-0600. Mike Bloomberg, the billionaire, says he's going to pour, Roger, I think, $100 plus million dollars into the Sunshine State. It's a smart idea to get Joe Biden elected.
Well, not that part.
Well, now he is allocating money to the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition to pay off debts of the state's felons in a separate sum that Bloomberg says he wants to pay the restitution for former felons. So guess what? So they can get out and should and will be able to vote.
Bloomberg raised more than $20 million to help people convicted of felonies vote in the upcoming election. Bloomberg started an effort to raise money to help those people out. Bloomberg also pledged $100 million to help Joe Biden win in Florida.
Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz, I don't know if I like Matt. I don't know if he's correct here, but he says that he thinks Bloomberg is in trouble for trying to bribe people to vote.
Mike Bloomberg's efforts in Florida, because I will be calling on the Florida Attorney General to launch an investigation into Mike Bloomberg for potentially engaging in bribery and vote buying in the state of Florida. In Florida, you only get to vote if you're a convicted felon, if all of your court costs, fines, fees, and restitution are paid off. And so what Michael Bloomberg is doing is creating a politically motivated way to retire the debts of these felons in exchange for their votes. And it's not every felon, it's just those which they have specifically identified as the Biden voters. And so again, that's offering a bribe, an inducement for someone to behave a certain way in voting. I think it's potentially criminal.
I like Matt. I think he's reaching there. How do you know specifically they're Biden voters?
Exactly. No one is going to, even if they say they are, nobody follows someone into the voting booth and to make sure they vote a certain way that they supposedly told you they're going to.
Now, if there's some sort of advertisement on Twitter mm-hmm. or Facebook. Hey, I got a Biden. Excuse me, I have a Harris Biden shirt. Mm-hmm. And hey, Mike, I need a sweaty wad of money so I can get back and vote. Now, that might be a little bit of a different story. I don't see that happening. And by the way, folks, does it really matter where the money comes from? I mean, listen, I'm no Mike Bloomberg fan at all. In fact, I didn't vote for Amendment 4 because we knew where this was going. It has nothing to do with politically. The bottom line is, I think you ought to be paying your restitution. Why can't you serve the time for breaking the crime and pay it back? There's nothing. We've been doing that for so many years. Evidently, to those of you on the left, it's like, well, wait, well, all they had to do was just serve their time. No, you still got to pay fines and fees and restitution back to the individual or individuals that you'd hurt. My point is that for those of you that want to get paid back, do you really care how you get paid back?
Exactly.
No.
Someone steals your car and they start, selling it for parts.
Right.
You want to be made whole.
That's exactly right.
You don't care where that money came
from. Roger gives me a sweaty wad of money mm-hmm. for radio equipment. He doesn't care if it comes from Jimmy Jack, Uncle Jimmy Jack, or Uncle Jimmy Jack Joe
right.
from Callahan. It doesn't matter. Roger wants to be paid back. So what is the problem? I'm the Bloomberg guy. I'm just calling the way it is. So Bloomberg's going to come in and try to pay their... Well, here's the question I really want to see. Mm-hmm. He pays... This is what you ought to really focus on. Not you, Roger, but you in general. If Bloomberg is paying the fines and fees, I would like to find out, okay, out of all those, according to the news reports, 33,000 of those in the Black and Hispanic community, are you following them down to the voter registration? Are they registering to vote?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and by the way, how many voted? That's what I want to see.
And even if they register to vote and claim a party affiliation, yeah. Democrat, I guess, in this particular case, there's no guarantee
yeah.
they're going to vote that way when they get into the polling place. We have lots of registered Democrats who listen and call on the show regularly who tell us they vote Republican.
Yeah. 904-831-0600. We're getting a lot of traction on the Party City with the Confederate soldiers for little boys. We're going to get to that clip in just a moment. Also, the big question we're asking this morning, the Electoral College Democrats say that if they pack the courts, they will try to relook at that again. And I mean, why not if they could pack the courts with 10, 15? And they can do that, folks, by the way. Whoever holds the purse strings, whoever's in power, remember, elections do have consequences, okay? They can do it. RBG was against it. How many of y'all knew about that? Oh. But the question is they could pack it up or they could eliminate Electoral College. My question to you is, why will the states never give up the Electoral College? It has nothing to do with who's voting for president.
Does it have to do with money?
Maybe. What money would it have to do with?
Well, I know just in Florida, the economic impact of the current system, the Electoral College, pours in millions, if not tens of millions of dollars in Florida every 4 years.
Not even close.
All right.
But you're in that. Money. The name itself, it has to deal with something that is going on right now. See if some of you can guess it. Maybe I'll throw out a prize. 25 minutes after that, okay. Yeah, nobody cared about the question. When you mentioned the word prize, then everybody's like, I'm awake. 725 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some light traffic on New Berlin Road headed north, right between Fay Road and Island Drive. Add an extra couple minutes. And if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today with a high of 82, partly cloudy this evening with a low of 68. Right now it's 61 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I'm C. so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit BathPlanetJax.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You may have heard about diamonds certified by EGL, GIA, AGS, IGI, and wondered what that meant. It's confusing because those letters represent various diamond grading laboratories. However, it's important to point out that labs don't certify anything. What they do is issue diamond grading reports. Any certifying going on is done by the retailer. That's why at Underwoods, we have and maintain an accredited gem laboratory of the American Gem Society, so we can check these reports to see if the diamond report matches the American Gem Society diamond grading standard that we've been using for over 50 years. As a certified gemologist, I've seen thousands of different laboratory reports from labs like IGI and EGL, and sometimes they'll miss the grade by as many as 5 grades. So we only use the accurate, credible labs of AGS, GIA, and Forevermark. But Underwoods is who's doing the certifying.
I saved big money with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, so I finally bought that new set of golf clubs. Watch out, fairway. Here I come.
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big with Progressive, but your other expenses won't just disappear. Are those clubs going to help you when the hot water heater dies? Also, it sounds like your money is better spent on golf lessons.
Time to go shoot the course record.
No, but maybe time for a reality check. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we're booked solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Got a great, this is one of the messages that came from Joshua. He says, wait a second, are they going to have enough time for their fees to go into the system and then register to vote? That is a great question. I mean, I think they got to get it done by October the 5th. So let's see all that happens. But then again, is it going to really make a dent? But hey, interesting. Mike Bloomberg, again, paying restitution fines and fees for those of ex-felons. And he can do it. Why not? 904-831-0600. More coming up next. Ed and Raj, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. One of President Trump's leading GOP detractors says he supports holding a vote on Mr. Trump's Supreme Court nominee. Senator Mitt Romney was considered a possible holdout before announcing his decision yesterday. The president says he'll announce his nominee on Saturday. Mr. Trump calling out his Democrat rival Joe Biden for flip-flopping on the issue of fracking. The president tells a rally in western Pennsylvania, my opponent is against oil, guns, and God. As the Kentucky Attorney General prepares to announce his decision in the Breonna Taylor case, Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher placing the city under a state of emergency. The AG will soon be announcing whether the officers who fatally shot Taylor will face charges. Dow futures up 194 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 16. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. Coastal areas of both Duval and Nassau counties are on alert. Flooding and high surf could be an issue through tonight, and rip currents could bring trouble through tomorrow night. Authorities are strongly advising against going in the water. And even when you're just on the beach, you'll want to be very, very careful. Months after a man's body turned up in a swamp, police have arrested his wife. Shari Smith of Jacksonville allegedly killed her husband, David Hunt, whose remains were found back in June in Baker County. At last word, Smith was still in custody in Gadsden County. Jacksonville now has a budget in place for next year. Last night, the city council overwhelmingly voted in favor of the $1.3 billion package, which is about $100 million more than this year's budget. Before the vote, a controversial amendment that would have held back half of the funds allocated for the sheriff's office was withdrawn. The budget passed 17-2. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some light traffic on New Berlin Road headed north, right between Fay Road and Island Drive. Add an extra couple minutes. And if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today with a high of 82, partly cloudy this evening with a low of 68. Right now it's 61 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Senate Republicans say they have the votes to move forward a Supreme Court nomination. President Trump says he will name his Supreme Court nominee by this weekend. And liberal organizations opposing protest legislation claim the laws threaten to criminalize peaceful protesters.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Following the morning show, just go to the website WBOB.com. We'll have the Ed Dean Extra. We don't do a long, we do like 15, 20 minutes. Very fast paced. A lot of things that we may not cover on the morning show, or maybe we extend from the morning show, we'll have up on the podcast. So those will be up ready to go later up this morning. By the way, download the radio app, put it on your smartphones or Android phones. Go to WBOB.com and download it. It is free. Governor Ron DeSantis came out this week and says, hey, listen, you want to protest? Okay, there may not be a big area of protest or violent protest here in the state of Florida. By the way, a lot of the media seems to be focused more on that part and all these violent protests. But Governor Ron DeSantis says, we want to keep it that way. You're going to come to this state. We're going to make sure that you pay much harsher fines and penalties out there. Reporter Mike Vasalinda says groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center did not like the governor's proposals.
The governor's efforts to curb violent protests with longer jail time, temporarily denying bail and felony charges for obstructing traffic during an unpermitted protest brought disdain from protesters across the state. The protesters say the idea of granting drivers immunity from arrest for fleeing a mob would encourage white supremacists. The measure would also deny any local government state funds if they scale back on police protection.
Here are some of those from the Southern Poverty Law Center that oppose what the governor wants to initiate coming up in the session that will begin sometime of March of next year.
Not one leader of any movement that has organized protest.
Here's one. She says there's not one leader of any organized protest that has called for looting and rioting.
Not one leader of any movement that has organized protest following the rash of murders and public lynchings of black and brown people have advocated for looting and violence.
Really? We play the clips of BLM leaders that have advocated it as well. Here's more. Listen, here's another one. Says, whoa, don't come to Florida. If you plan to protest, you will be racially profiled, you will be deported, and you can even die.
Travelers may also encounter unjust detention, deportation, racial profiling, and even death. It is not safe to travel to the state of Florida.
Now, there you go. Governor Ron DeSantis was asked about this, and this is how he responded.
When we told the governor about the pushback, this was his first reaction.
Yeah, right. Well, let me just say, do you think it's okay to throw a brick at a police officer? Do you think it's okay to burn down buildings?
Then he drew this distinction.
Protest all you want, knock your socks off. But when it goes into violence, you know, that's when there has to be accountability.
How many of y'all plan to celebrate Halloween this year? Oh, we may get into more of this discussion later in the week, but the CDC's warning all the kids coming out in protest. I'm like, well, wait a second. Are they not wearing masks?
That's right.
You know, I know Roger's like, well, not the kind of mask, yeah, but
different kind of face mask.
But listen to this story. This is making some news. CBS News reports that, how many of y'all heard of a company called Party City? I think there's one in Jacksonville.
I think I have seen the one in Jacksonville, yeah.
So Party City, which has a lot of, you have an office party, you go there and everything else like that. You know, you got a birthday party. But during the Halloween season, they also have costumes. Well, guess at one local Party City store, guess which one costume they have? It's you ready for this? A Confederate children's soldier costume. Here's the clip.
Party City. Looking for costume at the end of aisle 2, just below the Pilgrim and Ulysses Grant costumes, were two costumes celebrating the Confederacy. One called Confederate Officer, the other Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Party City is just out with a response to our questions. At Party City, we do not tolerate racism or hatred of any kind, it says.
Wait a second. Stop the tape. Under Ulysses S. Grant. By the way, the North also had slaves. How many of y'all knew that? Duh.
Oh, yeah.
And the Pilgrims? Wait a second. Haven't we heard for the last few years that we shouldn't be celebrating Thanksgiving because the Pilgrims were a bunch of races and their attitudes toward Native Americans?
You're exploiting the Native Americans.
That's right.
Stole their land.
It's okay to keep those around. All right. It was under all that. Here's more of the clips.
We can and must do better. While the costume in question is not available online, we are working to remove it from all retail locations ASAP. The costumes do not come up on the Party City website, but they are in at least one store, and they are available from many other retailers nationally, including from Amazon.
So it's funny. I just find this story fascinating. I think there would be a market. Let me explain. Remember after the George Floyd incident, now we had to, you know, rename all the, by the way, which they're still doing right now, we want to rename all the schools after Confederate leaders. We want to tear down Confederate monuments. That's the biggest thing in our city. It's got nothing to do with the budget. It's got nothing to do with crime. It's got nothing to do with the environment. But taking down that monument will change everything.
Plus, you know, while you're at it, take down the Frederick Douglass monument.
Yeah.
Too.
And Booker T. Washington.
Yeah.
Harriet Tubman, all this. Okay.
Which they did. Take down
That's
at
right.
least Frederick Douglass.
Marcus. So after all this happened, I was up in Greenville, South Carolina for a few days, and they actually had a Confederate store. I'm like, interesting. I went to it.
Okay.
And by the way, it was run by Yankees. It was run by people from up north that moved down to Greenville.
Okay.
I was the oxymoron again. Okay.
Carpetbaggers.
Carpetbaggers. That's right. But this is what I'm getting. I said, can I ask a question? Uh-huh. I told him who I was. I said, how do you guys, I don't see anybody, like one person in the store, he goes, Ed, don't need the store anymore. I go, what do you mean? He goes, our online business is blowing the flip up. That's what he said.
Really?
Blowing up. Because why? They think it's going to be worth some money.
Okay.
That's the reason why.
So this is actual memorabilia.
Yeah, actually memorabilia. Yeah.
Okay.
But then again, you've
antiques.
Got those. Yeah. And Ed, you want to, no. There was a lot of that had nothing to do with racism. There is a Southern heritage. For example, there are those that go to a BLM protest have no clue what Black Lives Matter is about. You would agree?
Probably, at least initially, most didn't know.
I would agree.
Then Antifa showed up afterwards.
Yeah, you've got a lot of people, when it means Southern heritage, that actually, when they're has nothing to do with slavery. All right? There are those out there. Mm-hmm. Do you know, like, for example, the sons and daughters of the Confederacy do a lot for charities. This is it's just Annabella Holmes. The recognition of what happened, of things that might have been progressive, not as far as slave owners, but things that happened in the South, of whatever, celebrating the cotton gin or a new type of...
That's racist.
Yeah. No, I'm just telling you folks what I'm... but yet
I wouldn't celebrate the cotton gin, but go ahead.
No. But the cotton gin coming in, that's what I'm getting at.
All right.
So I'm just I'm throwing these out there. Or they're celebrating that maybe when they got rid of slavery...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, what I'm telling you is not everybody in the South, folks,
right,
supported slavery.
The architecture of the area.
Yes.
You know?
So I'm throwing things out there that you can look at history about. You can have the conversation about. No, can't even have that. So again, you want to erase history. I say talk about it and talk about the idiocy that's taken place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who in the world would run around with a white hood on their outfit telling poor white Republicans and black people, you can't vote. Don't you work with each other. And by the way, boy, and I think, oh, boy, you got to go use that bathroom, and we're going to use the other bathroom. And by the way, the term boy was used against other those poor white kids as well.
Hmm.
Not just against black community. So it is just, I think, you laugh at it today. But that was the thing of its day back then. All right? And you can talk, well, it was Democrats. I'm not even getting into the political nonsense of this. What I'm just trying to say is this, I wondered, my question to Party City would be, is this a hot commodity to sell a Confederate uniformed soldier to young kids? And by the way, this was in Arlington, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So my question, I'm asking, I would just ask, who is the vendor of this? By the way, Amazon does it as well. Is Amazon going to get rid of it? How many all?
Most of what Amazon sells is not sold by
right.
Amazon. It's resellers.
But Amazon could still stop it by not
right.
allowing it.
They yeah. could, yeah.
So anyway, interesting just to that. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. By the way, Roger and I have actually gotten calls from people over the last couple of years and emails that the laziest Halloween costume is a Casper, is the ghost, right? Can't do that because it looks like a Klan outfit. I'm not lying. I'm not making this up. Me and Roger, we've gotten calls on that. So 904-831-0600. Party City taking down a Confederate children's soldier's outfit. I'm just asking, in a time like this, unless it was already in there,
mm-hmm.
who ordered this stuff? And by the way, who's buying it? That's what I'm more kind of intrigued about.
Doubt it's the kid saving up his allowance money for that. You know?
He
probably wants to have an action figure.
Yeah, I don't know any kid wanting to go in, hey, can I have that hat with that flag on it, which I have no clue what it's all about. All right, your call's coming up next, 904-831-0600, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Stop-and-go traffic on 295 headed south, right between Blanding and Roosevelt. The two center lanes are blocked, and it's causing about a seven-minute setback. And if you see anything, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today with a high of 82, partly cloudy this evening with a low of 68. Right now it's 61 degrees.
Hi, this is Scott Wilder. What if I told you could save a baby's life for just $28? Isn't that amazing? It's true. Preborn is a ministry that does just that with the help of people just like you, offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. Pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound and hear their baby's heartbeat are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or a click away. And as we celebrate the sanctity of human life this month, there is no better time than now to save a baby's life.
Learn more about Preborn and donate today at WBOB.com.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, they're the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today, 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
Has COVID-19 caused an economic crisis for you? Before you take out a loan or cash out your retirement, know you have other options. I'm Eileen Dolligan, a local attorney. Instead of spending months or years paying back your overwhelming debt, consider bankruptcy, which can give you a fresh start. Bankruptcy can protect your retirement, your assets, and stop the worry of debt collection. At Dolligan Law, you're not alone. There is hope. Visit bankruptcylawjacks.com or call 904-746-4750. Let's work together for a fresh start.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg pours millions of dollars into Florida to help pay restitution for former felons so they'll be able to vote. A new poll finds voters are split on abolishing the Electoral College. And a new study says coffee drinkers lose more weight than non-coffee drinkers.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, let's take some calls. Let's go to Brad. Hey, Brad, good morning.
Hey, fellas. I'm going to try to make this quick. I'm black. I'm in my 50s, and I'm a Republican Trump supporter. I have a really good friend, one of my best friends named Terry. He has some T-shirts with the Confederate flag on it. He's got one on his license plate. I don't get mad at him because I know he's not a racist. I know most white people who have Confederate flags and celebrate the Confederacy are not. It's just Southern heritage to them.
Yeah.
To me, the Stars and Bars flag is equivalent to the American swastika. But I don't get mad at them. That's just how I feel. I know that's not how they feel.
Right.
And as far as Party City, I think you should be able to sell whatever you want to sell.
All right, man. Hey, Brad, I'm glad you called.
All righty.
All right, brother. Have a good one, man.
Big mistake a lot of people make is they project their interpretation of how something is on other people, and that's not their motive at all. You know,
to his point, mm-hmm. I have listeners.
A whole range of issues for that, but go ahead.
You'll see some of the pictures on my personal Facebook page, some mm-hmm. of those that are liberals that are friends of mine, even some of those in the black community. I grew up with these guys. We get along great. We don't see eye to eye, but, man, we'll go out. We'll have a good time. We'll talk. We like going to wrestling events. We have a great time. We don't mix politics. We don't need to. And if we differ, we differ, Brad said.
You save politics for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, man. I don't want to. When I go out with friends, please, folks, if you want to take me and Roger out, I don't want to talk politics all the time. I want to have a good time, man. All right? Let's go to Julie. Hey, Julie. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, good, good, good. Thanks.
Great.
Just wanted to comment on the Party City thing and imposing your values on your customers. We were out in Dallas about 2 weeks ago to celebrate my 7-year-old granddaughter's birthday and booking for a pinata, a frozen, pinata, too. And the gal, as she was taking it down, said, well, you can pull the streamers on the bottom, or if you prefer the violent way, you can use a bat.
Prefer the violent way?
Yes, I just looked at her and thought, oh, I don't even know how to respond. I said, well, we're probably going to go the bat way.
Nice.
You know, when in the world did this pinata become a political decision? I mean, good Lord. It was crazy.
Hey, Julie, so, when she looked at you, what was her response when you said, I'll go with the bat?
She didn't say anything at all. She just rolled her eyes and got it down for us. It just was silly. Silly.
Hey, Julie, let me ask you a question. If you're a Black Lives Matter and you want to go out and be rooting for violence and you want to rape and pillage, I'm not saying physically rape, I'm talking about stores, okay? And you want to hurt people, you don't want to walk in a store if the door's unlocked. You actually want to take a bat and go in, right? I mean, it defeats all the purpose.
Oh, yeah. I would guess so, yes.
You know? I'm glad you called. It's a different analysis. No, what I'm saying is, to those of you that want to use a pinata, mm-hmm. it is fun with the blindfold, like pin the tail on the Democrat.
Yeah, now it's Velcro. The
Democrat,
tail,
yeah.
The pin is violent.
So I'm saying it's like, yeah, what's the point? I mean, I'm just going to take it down. It's kind of like the BLM. I mean, what's mm-hmm. the point? I mean, do you think if the door was unlocked, do you think they would prefer they want to tear up things. That's just the way the mentality of life is sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like when you open a present for Christmas, how many of y'all... You know, my dad will, I love my dad, but it takes him an hour to open a present. It's not because of age. He'll get out his knife. Who read the bow? I'm like, Dad, open up the card. If there's nothing that drops out, put it to the side. I can read it later. Okay? So anyway, and who it came
cash.
From. And yeah, and he'll open up because Mom wants to save the bow mm-hmm. and the rat. Of course, they're Scottish, so I can see why they want to save everything.
To recycle them for next Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, but I'm just saying, we just want to rip it open, don't we? And then I want to throw it at people afterwards. I'm just trying to tell you.
I save bows. I don't save gift wrapping paper.
You save bows? Yeah, I can see why you save bows. All right. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. A new study is out. This is by the... What's the name? This is J-A-M-A.
JAMA.
JAMA. Man. Oncology.
JAMA.
It says, if you drink coffee, you could lose more weight and you would burn more fat by drinking coffee compared to those that do not drink coffee. They also say that by drinking coffee, it can also help to protect your liver and help you if you have colon cancer, and it could help your longevity to life. 1,100 patients with a certain type of cancer, researchers found that increased the coffee intake would allow you to live longer. And some say what you need to do is at least have 4 cups of coffee. If you have that, it's more of a dietary. It'll make you go to the bathroom. In that case, you lose more weight.
New studies has some great news for people who do love coffee, claiming that those who drink 4 cups a day gain 16% less weight and 22% less fat than those who didn't.
Dr. Mark Siegel, by the way, that was David Asman from the Fox Business Network. Dr. Mark Siegel, New York University School of Medicine, says coffee will help suppress your appetite.
But I actually think that coffee is an appetite suppressant.
Exactly.
I think it changes the hormones in your brain. I think coffee will make you eat less. It decreases the amount of fat you deposit in your body. You got to look at it on an individual basis. It's not a question of how much you drink, but the caffeine in coffee and coffee itself does function as an appetite suppressant.
I drink coffee. Well, there's a catch.
I think coffee is of value, but don't take that coffee and have it with a piece of cheesecake.
I mean, how many of you, it's kind of, I don't do fast food, but having said that, how many times where I want a number one, I want a number two, by the way.
Supersize it.
By the way, more choices. Getting your coffee has been the worst thing to society. I cannot stand getting behind somebody at Starbucks or Dunkin', and you know who I'm talking about, you listening. Hey, can I get a cup of coffee with a splice of this and a tap of that, and is it this, and how many? Oh, please, just get it black and do it on your own. You're holding up the line. Kind of like when people go in the line.
Right.
And remember back in the day when you were in Publix, they had to run all the way 30 feet away to get a pack of Luckies for you. Oh, I couldn't stand those people. Oh, can I get a lottery ticket? Hey, I'm looking at you, pal. You don't need to be buying a lottery ticket looking at what you drive right now, okay?
Right.
So anyway, I just can't stand it. But,
not to mention the coupon cutters.
Yeah. Oh, man. Even that's a good one. But anyway, can I get a number two? And you have such a guilt because you know you should not be eating that Big Mac or that Whopper. So instead, I feel guilty. So instead of getting a Coke, let me get a Diet Coke. That doesn't help, folks.
It doesn't. In fact, I think there's been research to show that these so-called diet drinks can cause you to gain weight just as much as the sugary ones. So why bother?
So the coffee. By the way, Raj, real quick, who's got the best coffee around?
Probably Dunkin'.
I agree. I think Dunkin' Donuts has the best coffee.
Uh-huh.
Best service? Starbucks.
Okay.
Every time I go to the
Starbucks has good coffee, too, but Dunkin' probably edges them out
I think McDonald's and Hardee's.
I haven't had McDonald's. I know they've got some like gourmet coffee.
People actually bring it in for Raj, and I'm lucky to get seconds off their bringing.
People like me, though. That's the difference.
That's true. I can see why. 7:54 Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Stop and go traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Lane Avenue and Luna Street, at about 3 or 4 minutes. And if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today with a high of 82, partly cloudy this evening with a low of 68. Right now it's 61 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Disneyland tells California officials it's time to reopen. Canadian auto workers settle with Ford. Brookfield Properties announcing layoffs. Those stories next.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making a switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 855-25-SHARE. That's 855-25-SHARE. 855-25-SHARE.
The Walt Disney Company appealing to top state government officials in California to let it reopen the iconic Disneyland theme park, although Disney already reopened Walt Disney World, plus its parks in Paris and Shanghai. California officials up to now have cited the ongoing China virus in Orange County. Canadian auto workers have reached a tentative 3-year contract with Ford. The union workers in Canada will build 5 new electric vehicles at a factory outside Toronto. Workers will vote to ratify the agreement this Sunday. Fiat, Chrysler, and GM will be negotiating with their Canadian workers next. Mall operator Brookfield Properties cutting 20% of its retail division. Brookfield operates 170 malls nationwide. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
A new Hill-Harris X poll from thehill.com says it's split down the middle. 51% of voters want to abolish the Electoral College, and it's around 50%. The other 50%, 49, say that they believe, no, we don't want to do it. 51% said whoever wins the nationwide popular vote should win the presidency. Of course, 68% of Democrats said it should be abolished. 49% of independents say it should be abolished. And 33% of Republicans say that should be abolished. So I want to interview those Republicans. By the way, here's the trick, trivia question. If somebody can guess this, I will buy you lunch. Here we go. This is my answer, by the way. This is the main reason why. Democrats want to get rid of the Electoral College. It won't happen. Why will not this is your key hint, one of the key hints. Why will states not want to abolish the Electoral College? And it has to do with something that's going on right now. How many of y'all can guess what the answer is? If you can guess it, we're going to lunch. We're going to get that number 2 at Big Mac. And I'm just kidding. We're not going to go there. We'll go somewhere nice.
Supersize. Crystals.
So how many of y'all can guess what the answer is? There's a big reason why states are going to give up the Electoral College. And it has to deal with something that's going on right now. What is it? How many of y'all can guess what it is? 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Somebody can get the answer. It is lunch on me. 904-831-0600. More coming up next. Talk Radio. WBOB.